Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
What's happening in Nepal? You know, a lot of times we will bring to you stories about, you know, maybe a tragedy that's happening somewhere in the world and some of the relief efforts that are taking place to alleviate the suffering, the pain. And, you know, oftentimes we don't hear what was the result of all of that, except the immediate, you know, rush to help. Well, today we're going to be sharing about what happened after the help came in. About this time a year ago, Nepal suffered an earthquake, 7.8 on the Richter scale. It was a major earthquake that left, as you can imagine, much devastation. And a lot of people homeless and, you know, loss of employment, if any at all. And CBN had the opportunity to come in and offer not only, you know, basic needs and help them get life put back together again, but just as important and really most importantly, they were able to bring the gospel. They were able to bring, you know, the hope in Jesus to the people. And it's amazing. We're hearing reports now, a year later, of so much gratitude to God, and so many of them have found a saving relationship in Jesus Christ. I mean, it's so heartwarming. In fact, I want you to watch this.
24 hours after the killer earthquake, CBN disaster relief teams hit the ground providing food, blankets, clean water, and temporary shelter for survivors. Medical help and medicine reached remote areas within 3 days of the quake. Now, a year later, the debris is gone, but very little rebuilding is underway.
This is all that's left of an 800-year-old Hindu temple that was destroyed by the earthquake. Ruins like these will always remind the Nepali people of the great tragedy that killed over 9,000 and left millions of people homeless. But this is the same earthquake that enabled Christians to show them the love of God.
Beni Karki leads Compassionate Hands for Nepal, CBN Disaster Relief's partner in the recovery effort.
After the earthquake, as many churches and Christians as individuals, they went out and they started helping people. And they, like Hindus and Buddhists and there are other religions, they are testifying now, your religion is the best because you love us, you care us, and you come from far away to help us.
One of those living in the temporary shelters is Krishnaman Tamang.
My apartment was destroyed during the earthquake with all my belongings. I did not have shelter, bed, and even food. It is only through CBN that I now have a place to stay and where my family can be comfortable.
Krishnaman is Hindu, yet the love shown by Beni and the team has made him curious about the Christian faith.
Before, I don't have an idea about Jesus and the Christian people. But when I got attached to them, I felt that they are friendly and kind. They want to be around me. And I feel I should follow their God, Jesus. I want to know more about Jesus.
CBN and Compassionate Hands for Nepal are helping this blind couple revive their soap-making business.
Life has become more difficult after the earthquake, because we lost our meager possessions. I work for 12 hours a day in the factory and earn $35 every month. I want to have my own business so I can feed my wife and 3 children. Thank you, CBN, for helping me restart my own business. This is a big help.
These organizations are also active in the overall rehabilitation phase.
Now our focus will be mainly rebuilding schools, community halls. CBN is providing us some 30 interlocking brick presses. We will conduct trainings for the community people and work together to build their houses.
While physical rehabilitation is low here, spiritual growth and recovery have been strong.
We have seen the churches being planted all over the hills and the mountains. Despite of all the challenges or problems we are facing right now, this is the right time for Nepal. The God's kingdom will be established in this country.
Lucille Talusan, CBN News, Kathmandu, Nepal.
Jesus said, "Whatever you've done to the least of these brothers of mine, you've done to me." How amazing, just by showing the love of God and having compassion, that this whole area was, I mean, they were just so affected by the love, you know, of God. I mean, this is a beautiful thing that we can participate. Listen, we should be the first on the scene when there's tragedy so that we can help those in need and so that we can bring them greater hope. And listen, there is no hope truly outside of a saving relationship with Jesus Christ.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.